What is going on, fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how you don't want shit. You don't want it. You don't want it. I did a live stream earlier and one of my clients came on and asked me for a polite kick in the ass. And this client was like, yo, B, I'm really fucking like really struggling because I'm in the coaching program. I'm doing well. I want to hit $15,000 a month, but I just can't get myself motivated to watch the units. I can't get myself motivated to like follow the course. Like I'm doing well, but I want to do better. I just can't like get myself. I can't get out of my own way. And my reply was, you don't fucking want it at all. Not at all. Like you say that you want it. You say that you want to hit 15K. You say that you want to grow your business. You say that you want to hit the next level. But if you actually fucking wanted it, you would be doing whatever was necessary in order to achieve it. Like when I fucking want something, like when I truly want, like think about a kid, right? Like you got a kid that like wants something, right? You got a kid that like wants something. Your kid wants to be fed. Your kid wants to go to the park. Your kid wants whatever. That kid will do whatever is necessary to get what he wants. It's like when we actually want something and we truly desire something, we will do the work that is necessary in order to achieve it. See, I think that there's a difference between wanting something and wishing for something. Wanting something, like truly having desire in the heart and saying like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes in order for me to achieve my goals is when we start to achieve our goals. But most people never actually let themselves get to the point where they truly desire the thing that it is that they said that they want because they're afraid. They're afraid that if they put in the work, all this effort, all this energy, all this passion towards this thing, that they'll fall short. They're afraid that if they actually like put in the work and maybe they actually get to the level of success that they want to get to, they won't be able to sustain it. They're afraid that maybe they don't even deserve the level of success that they know they could achieve. And so they don't fully commit and they don't go on because they're like, I don't know if I actually deserve this. Maybe they don't feel worthy. Like for me, you guys, like I came from a background where I was like, I was born and raised in the trailer park. Like in order for me to make more money, like I had to work my money mindset. I'm talking about like literally brainwash myself into convincing myself that I actually was worthy of the money. I also think that like a lot of times what we do is like we hang on to things that we've done in the past and we shame ourselves and we blame ourselves for like past mistakes. And oftentimes we carry that guilt and shame with us throughout our lives. So we never allow ourselves to truly want the things that we say that we want because we don't even think that we are worthy of those things. You say that you want to be successful. You say that you want to grow a coaching business. You say that you want to hit the next level. You say that you want to grow your social media and following. But unless you're putting in the fucking work and doing whatever is necessary to achieve it, you don't actually want it. It's just a wish. It's just a dream. It's just something that you can say out of your mouth that you say is a goal of yours to make yourself feel better about not doing anything. If you truly want something, and I mean that, like I mean the level of desire where you'd rather die than fail. I'm talking about the level of desire where like you will burn down any obstacle within your pathway between you and your goal. I'm talking about the level of desire where like you're waking up fucking early, you're going to bed late, and you're doing hard shit every fucking day because you know that you need to do hard shit in order to see success. When you truly want something and you're putting in a ridiculous amount of work ethic and you're following the right game plan, dude, like your success is inevitable, especially when you're following a blueprint that's already been proven. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. Like my client, let's listen to this right now. Like, you know the fucking blueprint works. It's worked with over 350 coaches. You know it works. You know it's there. You're like right there. You're like, it would be cool for me to achieve it. But right now, it's just a fucking wish. It is just a wish. And until it becomes an authentic desire, like I will do whatever the fuck is necessary to achieve it, you will never achieve it. And so there's a couple of things, right? Thing number one is like, we got to look at ourselves in the mirror and be honest with ourselves and like realize that like, you say that you want to be an online coach. You say that you want to get your business started. But unless your actions reflect what you're saying, you don't actually fucking want it. It's just this wish, this abstract goal that you wrote down at the start of the year that you were going to start your coaching business. Maybe you even do a little bit of work. Maybe you even fucking post on social media once in a while. Maybe you actually put online coach in your bio. Maybe you're quote unquote building your website to actually justify and pretend that you want what it is that you say that you want. But if you truly wanted it, you'd be paying whatever the fucking price, all right? Because it's like, level one is like, be honest with yourself, all right? Do you want it or are you wishing for it? Because if you want it, like, yo, I better go to your social media profile. I better see fucking posts 5 times a week, every fucking week for the last year. Then you want it. Now we're talking. Unless you're on that level, you don't fucking want shit. You're just wishing for it. Level two is like, yo, I deserve this. I think a big thing that gets in a lot of people's way is they start making money. And as soon as they start making money, they're like, start freaking out. Like, holy shit. Like when you start making more money than you've ever made in your life, there's a lot of limiting beliefs that start to come up. There's a lot of shit that starts to come up for people. And so like the second thing is like, you deserve to make more money. There's a lot of people that are successful in this world and you should be one of them, especially if you're a fitness coach that's transforming people's lives. And the third thing is like, yo, like I'm worthy of this. And I don't know what you got to do to get yourself to a place where you actually believe that you're worthy of this. I've done a lot of internal work in regards to that. I think it starts with the awareness that like oftentimes we block ourselves from getting that money because we don't believe that we're worthy. So I think that awareness in itself, like that awareness is like, is enough to start being like, I'm worthy of this. Like, I deserve this. I want this. I deserve this. I'm worthy of this. When you have those three things, dude, and then you pair that up with like the like relentless work ethic that it takes to be successful. And you're like, I will do whatever is necessary to achieve success. And I will let nothing stand in my way. You truly do become an unstoppable force of nature. So that goal that you've got, right? Whether that be to start your business, to hit 10K, to hit 15K. I want you to write it down on a piece of paper, put it somewhere where you can see it every fucking day. And when you look at that goal and you look at that number and you realize like, this is what you want. Like, I want you to truly allow yourself to desire that thing. Like, I want 15K. I want 10K. I want to start my business. And when you get to that place where you're like, you see it, you like feel it, you're like, I want it, you like desire it. Like, then the work ethic is going to come from that. And then you won't have to force yourself and convince yourself to do the modules, to follow the blueprint, to hire the mentor. You don't have to trick yourself into doing that. You don't even need to like, you don't even need to push yourself. You're pulled. Like when you want something and you truly like put yourself there in the place that you want to go, the vision that you want to get to, the destination that you'd like to reach, and you like allow yourself to go there and you think about it every single day and it's all you think about. You just like think about hitting 10K, think about hitting 10K, how good your fucking life's going to get and you want it so fucking bad. You were literally pulled. Like, I don't have to push myself to get out of bed every morning. I don't have to push myself to show up for my clients. I'm pulled to show up for my clients. So guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you guys have the best day of your entire life. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Change Lives, Make Money on the Trainer Podcast on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, all the things. All right. If you guys got value from today's episode, do me a favor, go check out the podcast, leave me a rating, leave me a review. That would mean the world to me. Peace, love, and protein. Have the best day of your entire life. Talk to you guys in the next episode. Let's go. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.